I started out as a free agent.
Well, why here? How did that
happen? When I became a free agent, I told my agent that my first priority was to get back to New England. I definitely wanted to go back there. But then when they signed Fred Taylor, I knew my chances of going there was pretty much over with. And when Josh got the job here, I told my agent that, you know what, I want to come play for Josh. I want to come to Denver. And it worked out.
What is it about Josh that made you want to keep playing for him?
Well, I think playing for him is the next closest thing to New England. I know he's going to bring the same system. I knew that he would bring some of the similarities to when it comes to the way things were run in New England. I knew he would do that here. And I like the way things were run in New England. And it worked out for me, and I'm here.
New England has a reputation of being a pretty tough, demanding organization. Yes, no, and why do you like that?
It is. Yeah. It is. It's very demanding. And when you walk into that locker room, when you walk into that locker room and you sit in one of Coach Belichick's meetings, you understand why. You understand why they've been in the Super Bowl 4 out of my 8 years in the NFL. When you walk into that place, you just get you know why they win so much. It's tough to play there. And Coach Belichick, he said it before. You know, it's tough to play for him because because of the demands. But that's why they're so successful.
Is it tough to play for Josh, and how similar is it?
No, because I'm pretty much used to what we did over in New England last year. And then you add the quarterbacks that you had initially when I signed. You had Jay Cutler, you had the wide receiver core that we have, along with this offensive line. I know in this system, when you have those positions in place, you could be very successful.
Is this tough? Is this kind of demanding mentally? Is that what you're talking about? Because it just seems like the offense.
Mentally and physically. It's mentally and physically. It's demanding all the way around. You know, Coach Belichick always says, just do your job. You know, and if you just do your job, you'll be fine.
The fact that you came from New England, does that give you a leg up, kind of an advantage right now?
Just as far as knowing what to do, as far as knowing the offense, as far as knowing Josh's personality and knowing what's going to be expected of us, I have a leg up, yeah.
Well, you said you liked the pieces, some of the pieces that were in place here. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Jay. So mm-hmm. What was the adjustment?
It's a business. He doesn't want to be here. Whatever the case happened with, I don't know what happened with that deal, but he's not here anymore, so I'm not really concerned with that. I know one thing about this system, and I've said it before, at the quarterback spot, if you just come in and you pay attention and you listen to coaching, you'll be successful. All you have to do is go out there and execute. It really doesn't matter who the quarterback is. As long as you do those things, you'll be fine. So, you know, Jay's not here. We have Kyle and we have Sims here, and those are the guys that we're going to go with. And I have the most confidence in those guys that they can lead us to where we want to go.
Obviously, you like New England because they succeeded. Mm-hmm. I would think that would be first and foremost, if you might guess. But what do you like about the system so much?
From a running back standpoint, it has all my favorite runs. We have a large variety of runs. We run the stretch, we run the power, the counter, inside zone, outside zone, traps. I mean, we do it all. We do the same things that I did when I was in New York when I think I was pretty successful. So, and then the adjustments, the way that I noticed that when we were in New England, the way they made adjustments. And it's one of those things where I had an opportunity to play against the Patriots for 4 years when I played the Jets twice a year. And my last year, I really started to appreciate it. I said, what makes this team so good? So I started watching film, and I really started watching what those guys do and playing for them, playing for Coach Belichick and playing in that organization. I really know why. That's why it was important for me to get to Denver with Josh.
I think some fans here, because there's a new coach, a new quarterback, mm-hmm. a new system, are worried about what this team's identity is. Mm-hmm. You know your system. Mm-hmm. Without, you know, 50 words or less, tell people what to expect.
It's not my job to concern myself with what the fans are expecting. Okay. It's my job to go out there and execute and try to put wins and ultimately try to win a Super Bowl. And I know some people aren't happy with the whole Cutler situation, but that's over with. If you're a fan of this team, then be a fan of this team. You know, if when it's all said and done, win the hills all. So right now it's April. I'm not really concerned with what people have to say. I'm not concerned with any of that. Once the season starts, that's when people will know what our identity is. And if you want to know what our identity is going to be, just watch the Patriots.
Knowing Josh like you do, what about him can make him a successful coach? What do you think can make him a good coach in this league?
Josh, he's coming from a winning program, but he doesn't have the arrogant attitude. He's not arrogant at all. You could talk to Josh. You could talk to Coach Belichick. He knows the system. He was the offensive coordinator last year. If I'm not mistaken, he was the offensive coordinator when, you know, the Patriots lost the Super Bowl and they broke all these records, put up all these touchdowns and this, that, and the third. And, hey, I'm excited, you know. I mean, we have that now in Denver. And you know, the quicker us as players, the quicker us as players buy into this system and buy into what it is, what it takes to be successful and get to the top, the quicker we buy into that, the better off we'll be.
What do you see? How do you think the tailback situation is going to work out? I mean, it seemed like last year in New England, mm-hmm. we had a lot of interchangeable parts. Maybe it was hot hand or mm-hmm. different matchup. I don't know, even know how mm-hmm. you guys determine which tailback, whether it is you or mm-hmm. Sammy or Lawrence or Kevin, whoever. Mm-hmm. How does it work?
I don't know. I'm out here trying to win a spot. That's what it comes down to. But I will say this. We are a tight group in that backfield. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know that we're all fighting for a starting job because we're that tight. And when it's all said and done, the bottom line is winning. And as far as the tailback position is concerned, you know, I tell Buck, I'll tell Selv, I'll tell all the guys, hey, I'm a starting running back in the NFL. I know things didn't go well for me in Oakland. I was hurt last year, and that's why I've made a commitment to the off-season program to be at my best this year.
It just seemed like in New England, it was like a lot of guys starting. You know, mm-hmm. no one guy really carried low because of different things.
Well, Lawrence started, then when he got hurt, then Sammy started, and then when Sammy and I both got hurt, Benny started, and then when Sammy came back, Sammy started.
But none of those guys are, you know, the 25 carry like normal. You
know? I think all of us could handle that. Sammy, myself, Benny, and Lawrence, we can all handle 25 carries. But that's the good part about this offense is that this system can beat you in so many different directions. Perfect example, the last four games of the season, we lined up in a too tight formation because we were playing in bad weather. You know, you're not used to seeing New England run the ball that much, but that's what this system brings.
Was there any trepidation at all when the Broncos signed JJ and Carell? I mean, on your part, we think, well, they have a stable running back, so why would I
want to? No, I believe in my talents. I've been in, this is going on my ninth year, and I'm a true believer that if I'm at my best, then I'm one of the best backs in the league. And I'm sure Buck thinks the same thing. I'm sure S. Young, I'm sure JJ, I'm sure they all think the same thing. And that's what's going to make this running back competition that much better because we all think that we can be dominant running backs in the NFL.
We couldn't really talk to Belichick. Mm-hmm. He didn't really want to talk to us. It must be a dictatorship. What was the relationship?
Tell you what, you all got exactly what you deserved. Okay. But no, you know what? You all's job, it is what it is. Our job is what it is. And it seems like media, player, and coaches seem to butt heads a lot. But that's what it is. And if that's what Coach Belichick gave you, then it's probably what you all deserve.
How is it different for you? Did you get the same medicine or no?
Yeah, we got a big dose of that. The thing that I liked about Coach is that, and Josh is the same way, just do your job and come and work. You can ask questions, you can talk to him, but just come up and just do your job. Be a professional. That's all you have to do.